The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio and Michael Hohenbrink of the Kalmar Courier. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Hello, Senator. Thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be with you. And thank you for coming to my town meeting at the courthouse there.
Oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure to be there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, after this week of terror with the bombings in New Jersey and New York, along with the Minnesota mall stabbings, can you tell us what's being done in Washington to better protect the American people?
Well, I hope you would accept the fact that we've already have laws against terrorism and against murder and against bombing and against a conspiracy against the United States or helping a foreign country like ISIS claims to be a foreign country. We don't need to pass more laws. Congress has a responsibility on two levels. One, on the international level, to make sure that our military can carry out the jobs it has. But secondly, it would be for the FBI and any law enforcement. So to answer your question, I think that we've got to look at what the FBI is doing and the local police are doing. And I think they're doing a pretty darn good job. But I think one lesson to learn from what happened in New York and New Jersey is the fact that that even though the federal government's responsibility is to keep us safe, there's no way governments, local or state or federal, can guarantee that safety. And we saw an example of good citizenship when a small business person there in Elizabethtown, New Jersey, thought that that there was a suspicious person around. He checked with television pictures again, and he called the local police, and the local police were able to arrest the person that was involved, and there may be two other people involved that they have to find, but it does bring to your attention the responsibility of local citizens to help the police or be a little bit conscious about their own safety, because federal, state, and local governments aren't going to be able to take care of every instance. So I think the answer to your question there, Nikki, is just simply we've got to give law enforcement the resources, and I don't know that they're lacking resources to do the job, and then they got to do their job, and Congress can't tell the FBI. Well, I mean, we can tell the FBI how to do it, but when you get right down to solving a crime, Congress isn't going to be able to solve that crime. You got to have some respect for the FBI and the local law enforcement.
Senator, we in Northeast Iowa have been hit once again with Mother Nature. We're under flooding right now. Any idea where we stand with a disaster declaration on the federal level for Northeast Iowa?
Yeah, I can give you an update. I can't tell you whether a decision's been made. And I'm talking about over the last two floods in Northeast Iowa. I can't say anything about the flooding that's going on in Butler and Bremer and Chickasaw County right now, because that happened last night. But for the previous ones, the governor has declared counties affected for disaster relief. The request goes from the governor to the president, and then those of us in Congress, at least I did, but I'll bet Senator Joni Ernst also did, and I'll bet Congressman Blum did, we write a letter to the president of the United States saying that we support the governor's efforts and get the help out there just as fast as you can. And then we don't have to appropriate money for it, because at the beginning of the year, or maybe even carrying over from the previous year, there's always some FEMA money that's available. And that money is given out on various tranches as it's needed. And when it's used up, Congress usually puts some additional money in it. And I can tell you right now, because I got email from the majority leader who's working on the continuing resolution, which must be passed by September 30th so the government doesn't shut down, that there's going to be some money in the bill. And I'm just giving you this as an example, some money in the bill for the recent flooding in other states. But that won't, whether Iowa's mentioned or not, doesn't make any difference, because because the FEMA money's going to be available, and when FEMA money runs out, Congress replenishes it without any compromise, or I mean without any controversy.
Senator, former Congressman Patrick Kennedy recently toured Iowa as an advocate of mental health treatment, and he actually quoted, "Iowa has the worst per capita ratio of treatment providers in the country," and he feels Iowa could do better. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, number one, the entire United States has trouble with one issue of mental health, and that is a shortage of psychiatrists and psychologists, and we've got to overcome that shortage. And probably for two reasons, it's worse in Iowa, because Iowa's a rural state, and secondly, because Iowa just underwent through state legislation 3 years ago or 4 years ago some change in regard to the state reorganizing its mental health. And then also in regard to the more recent decision by the state, to privatize Medicaid, and that affects mental health as well. But I think the overriding issue is the personnel that's available, and we're finding this nationally as well as in Iowa, and it could be worse in Iowa, as Patrick Kennedy said. I'm not going to argue with that. But we're trying to do what we can through telemedicine, in other words, through television. You can stretch the resources of what psychiatrists we have. We also have to, with the VA system, change licensing so that people that are licensed in Iowa in psychiatry can serve other mental health hospitals in other states in the VA system, and then licensing across lines. So if you got somebody in Minnesota that could help in a psychiatric way somebody in Iowa, it's a lot of licensing doesn't allow telemedicine to be used across state lines. So we got to change that. Then I can also say that there's been a mental health bill passed the House of Representatives, pending in the Senate. I don't think it'll come up in the Senate until November, after the election, but there's a lot of improvement in mental health and in the bills that are moving through Congress.
Thank you.
Senator, immigration. We've been seeing some attention recently with regard to several hundred people reportedly who had been ordered deported, were nonetheless granted citizenship. Your thoughts on correcting this kind of an abuse?
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't have been done in the first place. And all I can tell you is I don't think we have to pass laws. I don't think we have to appropriate more money. All Congress can do is do what I did in a letter to the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice, is get the facts and ask, what are you going to do to reverse this? Because it can be reversed. So we're writing the letter to want to know how it happened. We want to know when it's going to be reversed. And thirdly, it's something that affects law enforcement beyond people being deported, is the fact that evidently these fingerprints were lost. And so why isn't the people that get fingerprints passing them on to the FBI so they can be in the database? So when they're pursuing fingerprints for solving crimes, the FBI and the local police have the fingerprints in the database, but these 800 and, or I forget what the number of people were, but several hundred thousand, I think, got citizenship that shouldn't have, and their fingerprints aren't in the database either. So I'm waiting for an answer to my letter, but I don't have an answer yet.
Senator, can you tell us about the nearly $1 million grant to Storm Lake, Fort Dodge, Leon, and other Iowa communities for the improvements to health care facilities?
Yes. There are grants specifically to help low-income people and the hospitals and the clinics to deliver health care with these grants. and I hope that that it's I use the word hospital. I should have used the word community health centers. But anyway, for the community health centers to be able to deliver care, and a lot of that care is delivered to people that are maybe of low income, but not entirely. I wouldn't say I don't. So don't emphasize low income, because I think other people can go there, but if they got the ability to pay, they got to pay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
One last question from Michael.
Sure. Senator, it looks as if you've recently been recognized for your efforts for fueling growth for energy. Where does Iowa need to go up ahead? What do we need to do to move Iowa forward?
Well, Iowa is in some areas way ahead of other states. Iowa is the number one producer of biofuels, energy, you can call it, most often ethanol and biodiesel. But also, we're number one in the production of wind. 31% of it comes from wind, and I think that all we have to do is continue to get the investment. And I think since I got the wind energy 5-year phase out, because it won't be needed after 2020, with that 5-year phase out, we're going to be able to continue support for wind energy till we get a lot more electricity supported by wind. And then we're moving on to the second generation of biofuels through cellulosic, or if you want to use a crude word, corn stalks and corn residue. There's going to be ethanol made out of that. And then we're going to continue our production of biodiesel. So I think we're headed down the right road. It's just a question of staying on that right road. And I think as far as at least wind's concerned, we're well there to it being a mature industry.
Thank you, Nikki and Michael, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people
Yeah.
of Iowa.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
Michael, I want to thank you for being on there. Nikki's on quite frequently, and I'm glad to have Kelmar on. So thank you very much for doing that.
Appreciate it, Senator.
Bet.